All right, this is Mr. Best, and this is Crises of the 14th Century. This is the ER version. If you have the standard version, just head back to the website and grab that. Okay, so two big crises. The first is the Little Ice Age. So around 1300, the global temperatures began to drop. The Little Ice Age isn't like a major change. The global temperature only changed by a couple degrees. However, its effect was devastating. Farming systems failed all throughout the world in the 1300s, and in Europe, the Little Ice Age ruined feudalism, which already had problems before the Little Ice Age. All right, next section is the Great Famine from 1315 to 1317. So three bad harvest years in a row, starting in 1315, created the worst famine in all of European history. And a famine is when a society doesn't have enough food to feed everyone. Millions died from starvation. People turned to crime to feed their families. Some sold their families into slavery to feed themselves, and some simply ate their families. Feudalism proved entirely incapable of fixing these problems. And let's talk about peasant revolts. So peasant life had always been bad, but despite how bad it was, peasants rarely revolted before the Little Ice Age. During the Little Ice Age, peasant revolts became a common part of life. For example, in Germany, there are five recorded peasant revolts in the 300 years from 1000 to 1300, but there are 60 peasant revolts from 1300 to 1550, so a dramatic increase. And most of these revolts were unsuccessful, but the constant and repeated threat of peasant violence helped to soften conditions on peasants and led to a general weakening of feudalism. Peasants got a greater share of the wealth, and the system changed to be more resilient to famine. All right, so the other big crisis is the Black Death. You've already read about the Black Death, but as a reminder, it was a horrible disease, and it killed at least a third of Europe, maybe two-thirds. To the very religious people of medieval Europe, it was seen as the end of the world, and it shook society to an enormous degree. All right, so effects on the economy, number one. The Black Death killed a lot of peasants. The result was that when it was over, there weren't that many peasants left, and this meant that the average peasant was much more valuable as an economic asset. So they were paid more, they were given more land to work, and they saw their lives improve dramatically. Combined with the Little Ice Age, the Black Death made feudalism impossible, and it eventually ended almost everywhere in Europe. All right, and last are effects on religion. So most medieval Europeans believed that all events were caused by God. Therefore, the Black Death was created by God. People saw this as a sign that God disapproved of something in their society. All of Europe looked to the Catholic Church at this time for answers, but the church proved powerless in the face of the plague. After the plague, many viewed the church with growing suspicion and doubt, leading to a general weakening of its grip on culture. This mood eventually caused the Reformation, during which many rejected the church entirely. All right, and that's it. Thanks for listening.